It's an exciting time for sport because there's a lot of seasons about to start. But for me, we all go to the mountain. And it is one man who's got a double role on the weekend up there at Bathurst with the Erebus Motorsport entry, of course, Shaw and Partners, and a part of the Channel 7 broadcast team. And that's Jack Perkins. Hey, Jack, appreciate your time. You're going to be a busy man over the next 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, look, I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, Bathurst is the biggest motor race in Australia, and it's well-renowned around the world. And, you know, for me, I'm quite experienced now. I think it's my 16th start this year as a co-driver. And, you know, when there's some opportunities to bring a little bit of expert analysis to the Channel 7 broadcast, I'll be, you know, helping provide some of that in as well, which is going to be a great insight for the viewers. But, you know, obviously my priority is racing for Erebus and doing my job as a co-driver with Will Brown. And I'm, you know, really excited about the race itself. It's, you know, for us, it's shaping up to be really, really good.
Yeah, it's Jack Perkins, our guest. So Jack, in regards to that role, so your 7 role, would that be sort of like the preview stuff or when you're about to get in the car, will they have you mic'd up? I mean, can you just give out an insight into regards to your actual commentary role first and foremost with 7?
Yeah, so I won't be doing any sort of commentary in the race as such because it's with the world feed at that point in time and the commentators will be looking after it. So my role is sort of more around when I'm not in the car in the lead up. So, you know, the main drivers, there's 2 drivers in every entry and the main drivers do the qualifying and the top 10 shootout. So during those times, my services as a driver aren't required. So I'll be able to offer some insights on the broadcast with Channel 7 alongside Mark Beretta and the rest of the team. And, you know, just looking forward to sort of sharing what I know about the place, the track, the event, what it's like to be a driver. And, you know, like come Sundown race day, my focus will be 110% on driving the race car and being a co-driver to Will Brown. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to that. And obviously it's such a great weekend in Australian motorsport. And, you know, we've had to push it back from its traditional October weekend to now the first weekend in December with all the COVID stuff. So, you know, for us, it's been a massive build-up and we're looking forward to getting stuck into it.
Yeah, growing up, and I'm in my mid-50s now, but I remember, you know, growing up and, of course, living in WA, we always got it sort of 3 hours earlier. So we were up very, very early for the start. It was the legends of the time, the Dick Johnson, Colin Bond, Alan Grice, your father, Larry Perkins, Peter Brock, all that crew. I still get incredibly excited about it. Has the mountain changed? Has the track changed? And does it change from year to year, Jack?
Well, it's an interesting question, actually. The track itself has been the same for, you know, many, many years. I mean, none of the corners or the profiles or anything have changed. The only thing that changes sort of every 10 or 15 years, they resurface it with a new layer of bitumen, but that just gives the drivers more grip and the lap times just go faster and faster. But, you know, I guess what's changed in recent years is probably more so, you know, last year we had the event without fans, so that was a really, really weird feeling to be here without fans because traditionally, we have, you know, nearly 100,000 campers around the mountain, on top of the mountain, in all the paddock areas, and it offers such a great vibe. It's a week-long event. It's family tradition for a lot of people, and, you know, so this year we welcome back the fans. I think that's a really cool part of it. But, you know, the race itself, I mean, it's just getting faster and faster every year. I mean, there used to be around about a 7-hour race, and this year it's looking like potentially breaking the 6-hour barrier because the drivers and the cars are just so much quicker now, and you know, it's an exciting thought to be in it, but you've got to be on top of your game. And, you know, it's a massive team deal as well with all the pit stops and stuff. You know, back in the 70s, Peter Brock used to win by 6 laps at times. And now if you're 6 laps down off the leader, you'll be last. So, you know, you've got to be really on top of your game. And it's certainly more of a sprint race these days than an outright endurance race.
No doubt. We're chatting with, out of respect, veteran co-driver Jack Perkins. I mean, you're not old, but you have driven in a lot of the events up there at the mountain. Of course, it is an absolute classic event, of course, the great race. But you are driving with a rookie in Will Brown. What does he bring to the table?
Yeah, it's a really exciting challenge for me this year. And as you say, I have been around a while. I did my first race in 2006 and I've had mixed results. I've had 3 top 10 finishes and I was lucky to get on the podium in 2019, finishing in third, which has been my best result. But this year, you know, I signed with the Erebus Motorsport team and, you know, they're a team that had won the race in 2017 with David Reynolds. And I knew that their cars and their equipment were going to be fast enough to win the race. And at the time, you know, not many people knew much about the rookie driver, Will Brown, but he's had a real breakout season this year, one of the most impressive rookie seasons in many years. He was able to win his first race only 3 weeks ago at Sydney Motorsport Park, and he's had multiple pole positions, and he's currently top 10 in the championship. So we haven't seen a rookie driver win his first race in the championship since Scott McLaughlin and Chas Mostert back in 2013, and those guys have gone on to be, you know, Scott McLaughlin's a three-time champion and Chas Mostert's a Bathurst winner. So I think Will's a star of the future, and he's really cementing himself as the future of the sport. And it's just exciting to be around him. You know, I can lend my experience to him and try and get more out of him. And, you know, equally, I'm still at this age, still learning from him. These young kids are fearless and they drive bloody fast. So, you know, I'm still learning as well. And I'm looking forward to working with Will over the course of the weekend. We're on track Thursday for practice and then Friday's qualifying, which is Will's job, and hopefully he gets into the top 10 shootout for Saturday, and then it's race day Sunday. So it's a big week, it's a massive build up, but you know, I just love it. It's the greatest time to be a driver in Australia, and you know, the fact that it's in December this year and there's kind of no other sporting codes happening at the same time, it sort of hopefully shines a bigger spotlight on it for us, and it's a great weekend for the industry.
Oh, it is, and you're right. There's a bit of sport starting. I think the basketball's about to start, and we've got Big Bash cricket on our doorstep in the Ashes, but it really is a weekend dominated by what takes place up at the Mountain. Jamie Wincup's about to bow out. He's been a wonderful competitor. I know he got a presentation of the bonnet, which was given to him, which was a wonderful gesture from the group. What are we going to miss from Jamie Wincup? He's a fierce competitor. He's always been at the forefront of the sport in his time. He's been a dominant name in the sport. He's not going to be an easy pushover. He's going to try and go down swinging too over the weekend.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if I take off my Erebus hat and put on my Channel 7 hat, funnily enough, where I'm standing talking to you, Craig Lowndes just walked past me and given me a wave. But he's Jamie Wincup's co-driver. But if I look back at Jamie's career, I mean, we call him the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. 7 championships, a couple of Bathurst wins in there. I think it's 4 in total, to be honest. And you know, he's going to leave a lasting legacy on the sport for many young kids to aspire towards. And, you know, I personally think he's retiring too early. He's still driving very, very well. He's second in the championship, but he's chosen to call time on his career in his own terms. And then he's going to become the team leader at 888 Red Bull Racing next season. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's going to be interesting. I don't think he likes the kind of fanfare about the last weekend and everything. He's a pretty low-key kind of guy, Jamie, but you know, for him and Craig Lowndes to be driving together, it's certainly one of the fan favourites. I'm sure there'd be plenty of support out there for them to win, but I hope they finish second behind us, to be completely honest.
Jack Perkins, our guest, Erebus Motorsport entry, driving with Will Brown. You touched on it earlier, Jack. Just what wins it? I know it's probably, you know, a bit of luck. You've got to get the car has to be one set up perfectly and get through the weekend. But what are the turning points over such a long time in the car over the weekend, and in particular on Sunday?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. I mean, without a doubt, I think if you asked anyone in pit lane, you need a lot of luck on your side to win Bathurst. But quite often you make your own luck. And it's one of those things where, you know, you want to start the weekend in practice. You hope that the car's performing very well straight away. If it's fast and quite competitive straight away, that means you can start focusing on the race straight away, and you're already focused on being fast and being competitive. But if you roll the cars out of the transporter and the setup's not quite right and you're not quite competitive versus the opposition, then it makes for a longer weekend because you're busy trying to tune the car with the engineers and make it faster. But clearly, if you've got a fast car, it makes a massive difference. You know, we talk about strategy a lot. There's 7 pit stops during the course of the day for fuel and tyres and a compulsory brake rotor change. So you need to involve the team there so you can't have any mistakes in all the pit stops. And you need the machinery to last the distance, 161 laps, 1,000 kilometres. So the age-old saying that you'll hear the commentators say a lot is sort of buy a ticket to the end of the race. You know, you've got to stay out of trouble, make no mistakes. And if you can be there towards the end of the race and be in a good, strong position with a fast car, you're going to have a good result. But, you know, my dad won this event 6 times. He says to me that Bathurst is a really easy race to win. It's just even easier to lose. And he's right, because any small mistake and you can, you know, throw away the race. We've seen people crash out on the first lap of the race. We've seen engines fail. There's so much that can happen. So you've really got to you know, bide your time, look after your machinery and make sure you're there at the end of the race.
100%. We're looking forward to seeing you in the car alongside Will Brown in the Erebus Motorsport entry, but also in your role with the Seven commentary team, which all starts over the weekend. Starts Friday, Saturday, and of course, it links on Sunday. Appreciate your time, Jack. Travel safe, drive safe, and we never know. You might see you on the podium come Sunday, and you might be interviewing yourself. Good luck.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thanks for having me on the show. Cheers.
Good on you. There's Jack Perkins. Don't forget the Bathurst coverage on 7 and 7 Plus starts Friday at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, then Saturday at 10 and then Sunday from 8:30 in the morning. They have it all covered and they do it so well, does the 7 Motorsport team. And Jack Perkins will be a part of that. Ah, the old Conrod Straight. Remember Conrod Straight? They put a bit of a deviation in Conrod Straight, a bit of a kink in it. I think they tried to slow them down a little bit, but when they come over the top there and they just go and they slide past that wall, that's the excitement part. Who was your favourite? I mean, Brocky's everyone's favourite, and sadly we lost him tragically over there in Perth at the Targa Rally. But you grow up, you know, the Colin Bond, Alan Grice, Dick Johnson, Larry Perkins era. Have you got another one? What another name of Bathurst fame? I'd love to know who that is. Let us know.